This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal.
President Trump signed the Government Employee Fair Treatment Act of 2019 into law today. Unintentional irony aside, think about it for a second. It guarantees federal employees that they are actually going to get paid whenever the shutdown finally ends. But there is a whole other group of people who are affected by this shutdown, and most, if not all of them, aren't going to be getting anything when they go back to work. Government contractors is who I'm talking about. People who do everything from computer programming to food service to you name it for the government. And that gets us to a special shutdown edition of our series, My Economy, stories of people and how they are making a go of it out there. This time, it's a retired government contractor near Washington, D.C.
I'm Janet Martin, and I'm a retired software engineer. Used to work in government contracting. I started somewhere in the late 80s, so it was about 25 years or so. Worked for many, many different government contracting firms, little ones, big ones, all across the spectrum. The first shutdown I went through was the Newt Gingrich shutdown, which was before this one, the longest one ever. And I was very lucky. It was early on in my career, so I was not contributing a majority of income to the household. My husband had a good job at the time. It was just very stressful because I was home. I knew stuff was piling up. All I remember is I ended up cleaning my house. And with all of my nervous energy, I do remember running around the house, cleaning everything. Some of the shutdowns were, we were very lucky. They were just like, you know, shuts down on Friday, opens back up by Monday. But some of them went on for a little while. Looking back on it, I realized that after that very first long shutdown that I was involved in, we always made sure we lived inside our paychecks. So, you know, we drive our cars till they literally fall apart in the driveway. We don't go on elaborate vacations. You know, we bought a house way back when, thinking eventually we would flip it for a bigger house. We've never done that. And it even affects me now, even though I'm retired, I still kind of keep the expenses down as much as I can. We don't go out and go crazy. As I was listening to all of this shutdown information, I realized that's part of the decisions I've made over the years, having this happen over and over and over again. You don't live at the level that maybe your paycheck would imply you could live, because you know that that paycheck's not, it may not be secure.
Can't do this series without your help, so hook us up and let us know how your economy is doing. There's a place you can do that at marketplace.org.